Lesson 19. The Ultimate Test. Most sports have separate divisions for men and women. No such distinction exists between male and female participants in the Iditarod, a grueling race of 60 or more dog sleds across 1,157 miles from Anchorage to Nome, Alaska. Probably its most famous competitor is Susan Butcher, who won the event for the third consecutive year in 1988 and who, despite the most adverse weather conditions in the history of the race, went on to win it for a fourth time in 1990. Butcher considers the Iditarod to be the ultimate test of endurance for both animals and humans. The race, which extends over some of the most desolate trails on Earth, lasts up to 14 days, and the competitors, called mushers, get little sleep during this time. A compulsory 24-hour stopover at the checkpoint of their choice gives them a brief respite, but even the most robust have to fight a constant battle with fatigue during the race's final days. Unpredictable weather conditions are another hazard. Temperatures can fluctuate between 50 degrees below zero and 40 degrees above. Snowstorms are not uncommon, with icy winds reaching speeds of 140 miles an hour. In the 1984 race, a section of the overland route was closed because strong winds had blown away the snow covering. Butcher and her dogs took an alternative sea route over the ice-covered Norton Sound. The ice gave way, and she and her dog team plunged into the frigid water. Led by Granite, her lead dog, they scrambled for shore and went on with the race. Butcher stayed warm by running alongside her sled, and that year she came in second. Wild animals are another of the many dangers mushers face. In the 1985 race, Butcher's dog team was attacked by a starving moose that probably thought her dogs were a pack of wolves. Having to protect her dogs and herself, she fought off the enraged moose with an axe until another musher, who was armed with a gun, pulled up behind her and quickly dispatched the moose. Two of her dogs were killed, and 13 others were badly mauled in the attack. That was one year she did not finish. Born in 1954, Butcher has loved dogs since her youth. In 1975, she moved from her native Cambridge, Massachusetts, to Eureka, Alaska, where she now breeds and trains dogs at her Trailbreaker Kennels. As many as 150 dogs are there at any one time. She says that they are all her pets and have the run of her home, although of course not all at once. Butcher is somewhat aloof by nature, more at ease with her dogs than she is with people. She believes that the secret of her success is the strong bond she forms with her canine companions from the time they are born.